Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Ephraim Abba, Miriam Shoshani, Shadav Bracha, Bat Slacha, V'chol Maase Yada, V'hin His whole holy family. He's the one who encouraged me to give these shiurim, so I have a special Akar Satov to him. We're going to be learning the Sefer Berach Moshe of the Heilige Satmar Rav, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, Zecha Tzadik L'Vracha. We have so many Rav Kook shiurim. It's good to give a hearing to Satmar as well. This is in his Sefer on the Chumash, Parshas Bo. His Torah is so gishmak, it's unbelievable. From page Ayin Hey, we say in the pasuk ve'achaltem also b'chipazon Pesach hu l'Hashem. We should eat the Pesach b'chipazon in haste. It is a Pesach to Hashem. Rashi says, you know why it's called Pesach? Because of jumping over. That Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped over the homes of the Jews from amongst the homes of the Mitzrim. He went from Mitzri house to Mitzri house and jumped over the Jewish houses. And Rashi concludes with something very strange. He says, and you should do all of your avodas l'shem shamayim. What does one have to do with the other? He says it's called Pesach because he jumped over our homes, and therefore you should do your avodah l'shem shamayim. What's the connection? So we can explain this based on the famous medrash in the Yalkut B'Shalach Remez Reish Lamed Daled, that the Samach Mem. Well, once somebody defined the famous medrash as a medrash that I've heard of, the Samach Mem. We're going to make it more famous now. Samach Mem said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the evil angel, the prosecuting angel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing this nate for the Jews for? Didn't they serve Avodah Zarah? So Hashem said, you fool! Of course they served Avodah Zarah, but they only did it mitoch teref hadas. They didn't really mean it. And you can't judge their shogeg like mezit, their onus keratza. As the machlokas in the Gemara, if we follow machshav or we follow maisa. If we follow Maisa, just the deed the person does, then this is no limud zchus on the Jews, that they only served Avodah Zarah mitoch teref hadas. At the end of the day, they served Avodah Zarah, and we focus on the Maisa, not on the thought behind the Maisa. But if we paskin that we follow Machshava, then it makes a big difference. The Jewish people didn't have a proper Machshava when they served Avodah Zarah mitoch teref hadas, whereas the Goyim, the Mitzrim did. So that's the chilik between us and the Mitzrim. So the same thing with Avodas Hashem. If we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we follow Maisa, then it doesn't matter whether we're Lishma or not, because the important thing is the Maisa. There's no difference between somebody who serves Lishma or not. But if we follow Machshava, then there's a big difference. So now Rashi, Mamish dances, gets Gishmak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over our homes. Why? We were also of the Avodah Zarah. The answer is we only did a mitoch teref hadas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was following Machshava. Ah, Machshava matters. We focus on the Machshava, not only on the Maisa. You should do all of your avodah, l'shem shamayim. Because the ikar is the shem shamayim. Not just the avodah, not the Maisa, the Machshava. We focus on the Machshava. So do your avodah, l'shem shamayim. Beautiful. It says in the pasuk that you should eat the Korban Pesach b'chipazon in haste. So we have three times in the Tanakh where it says haste, b'chipazon. The Mesorah Shlosha Pamim. Dain, this one. Also it says, B'chipazin yatsas mitzrayim, Dvarim tezayin gimel. And also it says, N'yashayin and beiz yud beiz, Ki belo b'chupazin teitzei, V'nusa lo seilechon, Ki elech lefneichem Hashem. That you left Egypt, that you, in the gula sida, you're not going to go b'chipazin. Because God is walking before you. Holech lefneichem Hashem. So we can explain this beautifully based on the Orchaim HaKadosh, who says in the Pasuk in Parashat Eschana, B'atem advekem Hashem elokeichem. What does it mean? You're dovek b'Hashem. So the halacha is in the Rambam that when you have the Shem of Hashem, the letters that come before the Shem of Hashem are allowed to be erased. The letters that come after Shem Hashem are not allowed to be erased. They have the status of Shem Hashem. So for example, if you say Bashem or Lashem, Lelokim, Balokim, so those names are you're allowed to erase them. The Beis, the Lamed, whatever comes before the Shem. But if you say Elokeichem, Elokeinu, what comes afterwards is not allowed to be erased. So that's what the pasuk says. V'atem advekim b'Hashem, you're davek b'Hashem. But we know that Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, doesn't have any letters after it, only before. So maybe we're davek, but we can be erased. So therefore the pasuk adds, Elokeichem. No, you're davek b'Hashem, Elokeichem, like the letters Chaf Mem, that are not allowed to be erased, that come after the name. That's your dvekus, that you'll never be erased. You're connected strongly to Hashem, you have the same status as Hashem. Now the Arizal explains famously, this is really famous, that the Jewish people were in the 49th level of Tumah, and then what is geschehen, what happened, if they would go down one more level from Tumah, then they'd be destroyed. So Hashem had to quickly take them out from Egypt. That was what happened in Egypt. That's why it was b'chipazim. But the Archaim HaKadosh says in Parashat Shmos, they're not in the Gula Asida. The Gula Asida is shatnished. It's not going to harm us, even if we go down to the 50th gate, because we have the Koach HaTorah. And the pshat is that in Golos Mitzrayim, we didn't have Torah yet. So there was a chashash that we'd be erased. But after HaKadosh Baruch was makariv us l'avodaso, v'atem advekem Hashem Elokeichem, we're after the Shem Hashem, we're the Chafmem, we're the osios that aren't erased. Now there's no more chashash mechik of avodon, there's no chashash we're going to be erased anymore. So therefore the Gula Asida, which is after we receive the Torah, after we have the dveik, the proper dveikas of Hashem, there's no chashash anymore. Even if we go down to the 50th gate, we have nothing to worry about. So now it's Gishmak. We understand the Mesorah. It says the first time b'chipazim. B'chata also b'chipazim. Why should you eat it b'chipazim? Because the next pasuk, ki b'chipazim yotzos in Mitzrayim. However, the third b'chipazim is ki lo b'chipazim teitzeu. You're not going to leave the galus b'chipazim. You know why? Because you're davik b'Hashem. So you don't have to leave so quickly, because we're not worried about sinking to the 50th level, because even if we do, we're still going to be redeemed. So we don't have to rush. We only had to rush out of Egypt. There we had a chashash mechika. There we might have been erased. But not lasid lavo. Lasid lavo were like the letters after Shem Hashem, because we have true dveikus. We can never be erased. And that's why the pasuk concludes, ki holech lefneichem Hashem, that you're not going to leave the galus in haste, because the Hashem is holech lefneichem, before you. In other words, the osios of Hashem come first, and then come you, which means that you can't be erased. And therefore the exit from the galus doesn't have to be in haste. Ki holech lifnei. Ki holech lifneichem Hashem. Because the osios of Hashem come before you, first the osios, then you. And therefore there's no chashash, there's no concern that you're going to be erased. Beautiful or not beautiful, sweetest friends? Your kids are going to say to you, what is this avodah to you? And you should answer, v'amartem zevach pesach ul Hashem, asher pesach avotei b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'nokfos Mitzrayim v'esbatenu hitzio. That you should say, this is zevach pesach to Hashem. He jumped over the houses of the Jewish people in Egypt. When he smote the Egyptians in our homes, he saved. So the Mefarshim are medakdek, why does it say that Hashem saved our homes? It should say that Hashem saved our bechors. Why does it say Hashem saved our homes? That's interesting. So the pasuk says, "Vayigodon ba'ishtach." Well, the Jewish people bowed down and they prostrated themselves. So Rashi says, "Why? What were they so happy about? Why were they so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu?" Rashi says three things: Besuras HaGeula, they were told the tidings of the Geula; Bias Haaretz, they're coming to Eretz Yisrael; and Besuras HaBanim, that they were going to have children. So they were happy for these three things. So the Chora, it's a little bit schwer, because what are they so happy about the Besuras HaBanim? It already said that Bnei Yisrael, Peruv, Yishutzuv, Ayibuv, Etzimu, Vod Mod, already says in Parashat Shmos, there were so many of us, we were so multitudinous. So what's the great Besuras HaBanim? We already had loads of banim. So we can explain this Behekdem, what it says in Yehoshua, Yud Aleph Tazayin, that Vayir Yehoshua's Kol Haaretz Hazos, HaHarves, Kol HaNegev, Kol Eretz HaGoshen. Joshua took this land, the mountain, the Negev, and Eretz Goshen. So the Radak says, what does it mean Eretz Goshen? He says, not the Goshen of Mitzrayim. However, he says, there's a drash that it is the Goshen of Mitzrayim, and it's included in Eretz Yisrael. What's the pshat that it's included in Eretz Yisrael? How could it be that it's Goshen's Mitzrayim? How does Goshen suddenly become Eretz Yisrael? How does the Goshen of Mitzrayim become Eretz Yisrael? So we can explain this based on what they say in the name of the Heilige Berditchever, brought in the Sefer Pizgam and Kaddishin in Oschof Aleph, and the Maimer of Chazal, that in the future the Bati Knessios and Bati Midrashos in Bavel are going to be established in Eretz Yisrael. It's Kal v'chomer. Ma Bati Knessios, that are miyuchad only a few days for Torah and Tefillah, are going to be nikba in Eretz Yisrael, Jewish homes. that people lived in these homes b'kedusha v'tahara, and they did mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and they raised their children, banu b'nei banu moskim b'torah v'yiras Hashem, and banos k'sheros that are tznuos balos chesed, and they're always doing yomam b'layla in Jewish homes. We give such kishmak and achas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly they're going to be nikban Eretz Yisrael. So why does it say only Bata Knessios, that shuls are going to be established in Eretz Yisrael? It's a kalvachomer. If the shuls certainly are homes, you don't even have to say our homes. That's what the Heilige Berditcher says. So based on this, we can say that the Emes Eretz Goshen was Mitzrayim. But after the Jewish people were nigal from Mitzrayim, their homes in Goshen were nikban Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavliya Goshen B'soch Gvulos Eretz Yisrael, like the Radak says, that Eretz Goshen was Nivlas B'toch Hare Yisrael. But that's after Yitzis Mitzrayim, because the holy homes of Goshen now have the status of Eretz Yisrael because of the Kedusha that the Jews were knowing in their homes. And that's what it means, Vezbatenu Hitzil. What does it mean he saved our homes? He saved our homes in Goshen, and he made them part of Eretz Yisrael. He's Mavliya them in the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. And that's the drash of Chazal, Vayigoron Vayishtachavu. Al-Basuris Hagulu Biasarat Basuris Habanim. They were Misbasar Al-Biasarat, they were told they're coming to Eretz Yisrael, that their homes are going to be Nikban Eretz Yisrael. So that tells you the Kedusha of the Banim. Because the only reason that they're Zocha now, these homes, to be in Eretz Yisrael, is because of the holy behavior of the children, that the homes are lived with Kedusha. So that's why, when they got this Besuras Haaretz, they were also happy about the Besuras Habanim, because they understood that the Besuras Haaretz is that their homes are going to return and become part of Eretz Yisrael, and the Mimela, that means that their children were holy. So it wasn't just Besuras Habanim, they're going to have children. They're going to be good children. Even though this Ben is the Ben Arusha. But you see, that even the Rishayim and Klal Yisrael are Malay and Mitzvah Karima. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu ma'noim garaleinu ma'yafa yirushaseinu. So, from here to Hashem, we're going to hope, b'li nadi b'siat d'shmai, have more shiurim. Here we'll call it. A few brief ideas. Mishbizelcha l'ilmod olam e'lishma b'lasu l'kaim z'kol divrei salam v'terosu v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.